Morning. Doesn't this feel like a time when a lot of assumptions have been proven dead wrong? Well, here's another one. Falling oil prices usually help the global economy, but not this time. Here's NPR's John Itzty.
Jason Bordoff heads the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. He says there are good reasons to believe that lower oil prices should boost global growth.
Consumers have more money in their pocket when they're paying less at the pump, and they spend that money on other things, which stimulates the economy.
The biggest gains go to the countries that import most or all of their oil, says Sarah Johnson, director of global economic research at IHS.
Major net importers would be China, Japan, India, South Korea, Germany, France.
Countries with big economies and lots of consumers. But wait a minute. The extra money in consumers' pockets means less money in the pockets of oil producers. So shouldn't the economic effects be a wash? Not necessarily, says Johnson. That's because many oil producers built up huge reserve funds when prices were high.
And when prices fall, they will draw into their reserves to support government spending and subsidies for their consumers.
Think Saudi Arabia, says Jason Bordoff, which has reserves totaling around $600 billion.
So the economy doesn't feel it as directly day-to-day in terms of people's paychecks, which are very heavily dependent on government employment.
So even though oil prices fall, Saudi consumers can keep spending. But not all oil producers have big reserves. Take Venezuela, says Bordoff. Collapsing oil prices have sent its economy into freefall.
It's been ravaged with shortages of basic foodstuffs. You can't find everyday necessities like toilet paper on the supermarket shelves. Inflation is 800%.
That's subtracting from global growth. And growth in Nigeria, Russia, and even the U.S. is being hurt by the damage to their oil sectors. Carl Weinberg, chief economist at High Frequency Economics, believes that the negative effects of plunging oil prices may more than offset the positive effects. Weinberg says the tip-off is a sharp decline in global trade, partly because oil-producing nations can't afford to import as much as they used to.
The value of world trade has gone down by 14% year over year in some of the latest figures published by the IMF.
That's the biggest drop in the post-World War II period, except for the decline during the financial crisis of 2008.
In fact, we're talking about reducing world GDP growth from about 3% to about 1.5% using the measures that the IMF uses, and that's a pretty catastrophic year.
Now, the IMF continues to peg global growth in the 3% range, but Weinberg doesn't think those numbers will hold up. Both Jason Bordoff and Sarah Johnson acknowledge the global economic benefit from a fall in oil prices today is likely lower than it was in the past. One reason is that more countries are large oil producers now. Also, Bordoff says, consumers, in the U.S. at least, aren't spending as much of their windfall.
We're seeing coming out of the Great Recession that consumers are saving a larger percentage of what they're saving at the gasoline pump rather than going out and spending it.
And he says a number of oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, are trimming their gasoline subsidies or raising taxes, so the windfall to consumers is not as big as the oil price plunge might suggest. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.